What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Broken Clock Podcast Main Event. This is our wrestling prediction show for WWE Backlash. Right? Backlash?
Yeah, Backlash. Yeah.
Backlash.
It's another one of those one-word shows, so we just get to scream it all night until we're annoyed with each other.
Too late.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is Backlash 2017. This is a SmackDown exclusive pay-per-view. We are the Broken Clock Podcast. My name is Adam.
I'm Joe.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Carrie.
And all together, we are guaranteed to be right at least twice a day. That is the motto of the Broken Clock Podcast.
Like 8 times we can be right.
No, all together.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, don't set the bar too high, man.
We're not even counting on you a little bit, Joe.
You know what? Take the rest of the show off. Sweet. Just press stop when I tell you to.
All right.
So this is our SmackDown WWE Backlash pay-per-view. This is the first SmackDown pay-per-view post-WrestleMania. This is post-Superstar Shake-Up. This is the new look SmackDown Live going forward. And so far, it's okay. I think what we've gotten so far has been very much a post-Mania lull.
Quality has been slipping.
Yeah, and the Superstar Shake-Up didn't help things very much.
No. Well, and it's very weird where the emphasis is. And I mean, I'm not complaining because I've always advocated I wanted more emphasis on the U.S. and the Intercontinental titles. And the Intercontinental has gotten lots of stroke in the last few years. But it is cool to see the U.S. belt be the main event attraction, you know, where with big name games or guys fighting for it. It just feels weird.
The United States belt feels like it's worth more right now tonight than the actual
WWE of their world titles.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah. Well, the Universal title's gone. It's not coming back till July.
Yeah, which is just mind-boggling.
Yeah. Especially because it's a new belt.
But it's just weird to me that it's on the show that still has a world title. Their secondary title is getting a huge push. Yep. But on the show that doesn't have a world title, it's very much like the 8:30, kind of opening the show match. Yep. It's very weird. It's very weird. But whatever, I'll take it. I'm not going to complain about something I've always asked for. So I'm happy to see it.
The dream of the belt is the belt on SmackDown.
I know.
Everyone's fighting for the chance to fight for the belt.
Yeah.
As opposed to fighting for the belt.
It is. That's deep, actually.
Yeah. Although we did get that really awful, no one deserves to be in this six-pack challenge thing. That happened before Payback, and I think we talked about it then. But that was just really weird. Just all these mid-card jobber types fighting for the chance to be number one contender, and out of it we get somebody that we were surprised in Jinder Mahal, but
you guys were surprised.
Stop it, you're bad.
You knew it, you were there from
you're
the
only
beginning.
Doing this for shock value.
Nope.
You're everything
I've been there
hate.
Since day one.
Wait, is this a hot take?
No, I've been there for Jinder since this started. I've always knew he would rise to the top. We're gonna watch him ascend tonight, not like the Ascension.
No,
it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
We may also see them tonight, but not in the world title scene.
Yeah.
But Jinder, yeah. No, it's time. It's Jinder time.
All right. Well, then let's kind of jump into the card. We're not going to start there, but we'll kind of jump right into the card.
Yeah, let's just skip that one, actually. Yeah,
not even worth it. Before we do that, we'll just run through who our champions are.
It's me.
Nope.
It's not. I am the current hardcore champion, having retained that belt through Payback and having just recently lost my NXT title to Skip, who is not here. He does exist. He is also the Intercontinental champion. Joe is the Miz Participation Award winner, and Tyler is the world champion.
Yes, indeed.
But
once
I'm the champion. I'm the overall champion of all the champions.
That's not a thing.
So champion that I don't have a belt because that a belt of that size could not fit on a human person.
It's fair. She's right, though.
Oh, is that what that giant belt in the yard is?
Don't look at that. Don't touch it. It's mine.
Your car just has a giant championship belt painted on the side. This is my belt.
I put it around in the car.
Yeah, it's mine. It's my belt.
Can you imagine a seatbelt with a belt
on it? I can now.
Oh, God. I can imagine it cutting me in half.
How is that not on WWE Shop?
I've never wanted anything. Well, they sell in general, not WWE, but they sell you don't want the seatbelt being near your neck so it holds it down in a certain way. You could totally make one that looked like a WWE title.
It's happening.
There you go. Etsy. Cool. Get ready.
Make me rich, people.
That's right. You're going to buy it.
All right. So let's start off with this card. First off, we've got Ty Dillinger, Perfect 10.
Perfect 10.
Versus a vaudevillain.
The one that didn't get fired.
The one that didn't walk away.
Aiden English.
English.
Who, in the last couple of weeks, has started to look like he's going to go insane.
Yeah.
He's lost a bunch and started like screaming at himself. I'm like,
the crying?
Yeah, crying. Just being really...
I think this is about to get stuck with one of those things where Vince sees you do something one time and he tells you that's your gimmick now. Like, yeah. He's going to cry every SmackDown now, and he's not looking forward to watching that.
Yeah, he's getting his own Stardust-esque. Nobody really wants it anymore, but Vince finds it hilarious, so you're going to keep doing
it. Yeah, you're going to keep doing it whether you like it or not.
Yeah, so I'm wondering if we're going to get more from that, if he's going to have a completely total character shift away from that to be some crazy...
He's going
to
be broken aided in English?
I hope not. I mean, that's kind of what it looks like. He looks like he's about to snap and just be some kind of I don't want to say crazy musician type, because I don't think it's necessarily
he's gonna be the Phantom of the Opera. You nailed it. You 100% nailed it.
That's the thing.
You're the king of the castle.
What?
Oh, it's just Skippy.
Oh, hi Skippy.
Every time the door opens I panic like someone's here to kill us.
No, well, I mean, Skippy's here to kill us, but
hello, champion.
See, so people know that Skip exists. We did not make him up. I'm not just throwing my voice down the hallway.
I haven't said this to you, Skip, as you're walking in. Did you know that you were the current reigning NXT champion?
I did.
Yay!
Is that why you texted us saying, like, oh, who's champ now?
No, I actually wanted to know who's going in.
Oh, okay.
In case there was a tiebreaker.
Oh.
Which I think there was between me and Carrie.
And Tyler.
And
all three.
It was a three-way tie, but points got it to Skip.
But I gave it to you because I'm already such a big champion.
Yeah, she's the champion of champion of champions of champions.
Okay, so I told Adam already. I have a surprise. I guess I'll show you guys now since you're on the podcast.
Yeah.
So I'm currently Intercontinental Champion.
And out of breath.
That is true. We are high up.
So I decided that since I'm bringing prestige back to the
Intercontinental. Ooh. Uh-oh.
This.
No!
That could be a new hard one.
No!
Yeah! You're prepared to lose that tonight, right?
Amazing. Let me just.
Wow.
Forms are crazy.
For those who can't see us, Skip just unveiled the replica Intercontinental title, which looks gorgeous.
He also squished our little title, which is like some really hard plastic, like in half.
Today we also learned Skip has super strength.
I think he's been practicing for this.
Oh,
it was pre-cut like a table.
He actually has a pile of broken belts at home that he's just been going.
Oh, it's okay. I re-snapped it. I fixed it.
Wow. That's our new Intercontinental Hardcore title.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, what a surprise.
Well, that is fucking awesome.
Oh, see, I came into tonight's show really wanting to get the world title back, and now I don't. I want second place like nobody's ever wanted second place their entire life.
Yeah, that's super cool.
I wish you told us, because we're retiring that belt tonight.
What belt?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, you're joking. That's the joke.
Wow, cool. We didn't even know. All right, so there we go. An actual, genuine surprise. Breaking news on the Broken Clock podcast.
Such a sexy, sexy belt.
Super cool.
Skip coming super through. Cool. The guy who you weren't even sure existed just came through in the biggest way possible. So, round of applause.
Awesome. Yes.
That was fantastic. Yes. Mm-hmm. Ooh, boy.
I'm not that impressed.
All right, I'm so hyped now.
Yeah.
She just wants that belt now.
Yeah. Oh,
well, yeah, whoever wins the world belt tonight's going to be like, yay.
Never
going to
try.
It's not both of us.
No, we can't really tie anymore. No, you can't, because champion's advantage. There is no champion.
No, but you could both. One could win Intercontinental and the other wins world.
Both of us in here?
Yeah. Where the hell are we going to put those two giant belts
I don't know,
now?
But they'll look sexy.
Hold on. One of them, you're never taking off your waist.
Yeah, that's true.
The Intercontinental is being worn at all times, no matter what. I'm sleep in that thing.
They look so good next to each other.
Yeah,
they do.
Oh, my God. So much prestige.
Ugh. Man. Anyway, all right. So,
back to what really matters, the kickoff match.
Yes. Back to what really matters, Aiden English. I mean, is there anybody on this who's not going perfect 10?
Yeah, 10. That's what it's going to have to be. He has to lose to snap to become the Phantom of the Opera.
Yeah, there's no way. Tonight, you got the Phantom of the Opera.
We went from that surprise to this one.
It's so real. Are you 10 as well?
I guess.
I know. For some strange reason, you don't like Ty Dillinger.
It's because of his hair. I bet.
I don't like his hair.
The hair is bad.
It's awful.
I don't know why hair is so important to me, but when someone doesn't have hair that I like,
that's the hairstyle that kids had in my high school class.
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Super don't like the vaudevillains because they let me down in such a bad way.
Well, they don't exist anymore.
Why? Yeah, wait, why? When?
Okay, because there was a period of time when they were feuding with New Day, when they had the total and complete opportunity to start doing some weird villain shit, and they just didn't do it. They just kept being, like, stupid and dumb and, like, but, like...
So they didn't actually play the role they of didn't, villains.
Exactly.
It's true.
Like, they had a gimmick, the but they didn't really play into it.
So you're just sad that they never tied anybody to the train tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's okay. Legit. That's 100%
enough. I mean, that's honestly top of the list of villainy things that I wanted them to do.
There you go.
All right. All right. Ten. That's going to be fun. equally exciting is Harper versus
Rowan. There's a lot of garbage in this paper.
Well, unfortunately, I mean, that's the product of these of the brand split is that yeah. You get a lot of matches that would never make it to a pay-per-view card otherwise, but now you've got to fill them out.
But yes, okay, so Harper versus Rowan, the two previous members of the Wyatt family.
Yep.
Dirty and dirtier.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I know.
Sweaty and hairy.
They should honestly be a tag team. Like,
yeah, it makes no sense to have this be a feud. It makes no sense for them to not be with Bray. If they're going to continue being Wyatt family members...
Well,
why didn't
not.
They go to Raw too?
Harper's not, because remember he split right, off.
I know
he's tagging with Randy.
He's independent. Whatever. Yeah, but they even made it clear that he was like doing it because with his hopes to return. So because
he just hated Randy, he didn't.
Yeah,
hate Bray.
Yeah, he had to prove that the snake was in the grass. Yeah, you know, like whatever. But
he was right.
Yeah, and he was right. Of course, a factor in this is the weird thing where Rowan seems to be getting advice from his sheep mask
from his sheep friend,
which like friend. It's a weird, way more intense sheep mask.
Yeah, it's like weird cyber or not steampunky
like
face mask,
1940 gas mask. Yeah, weird shit.
It's fucking stupid.
So I feel like if they're giving him something and they're giving Harper nothing,
that's true. He has a gimmick.
I'm inclined to go Rowan on this one.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing because I think the fact that they're making a deal out of his talking sheep mask means it's probably going to go that way.
I'm going to go along the same way of what I thought with the last match. I'm going to go with Luke Harper, and Luke Harper has to, like, beat Eric Rowan to give the mask something to, like, tell him.
Mm.
Set the ring on fire?
Maybe, yes. Maybe he talks, the mask talks to him instead.
Ooh. Ooh.
Now that's stupid.
Which dirty tank top would you like?
I refuse to select, so jumper? You may choose for me.
No, I can't. That's not a thing. You have to pick.
I don't want you.
You accept this responsibility in your life.
I don't want this match to happen.
Do you want dirty tank top or dirty romper?
It's a romp him.
Romp him. Thank you. Mistake.
All right, dirty tank top.
All right, Harper it is.
Dirty romp him.
All right, next up, we've got Sami Zayn. Perpetual winner Sami Zayn versus Wolf Shirt.
Yeah.
Always there, Baron Corbin. Yeah.
Three another shirts, all match. Wolves.
Yeah.
Yes.
We also got to pick point.
No, we already did points for these.
We got to say the points.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Done.
One.
Yeah.
We got to at least let people know.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. One. These are the previous matches were 1 point matches. Spoilers. So is this one. Spoilers. So is the next one.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do feel like Sami Zayn is likely to win more now that he is on SmackDown.
Yeah.
And they don't have that weird thing where he's just there to make Steph look like a bigger jerk than whatever promo she just got
previously.
He's
the whipping boy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, I feel like he's not a terrible pick, but I also feel like Baron Corbin hasn't really done anything in a while.
No.
And this is a good guy for him to fucking bury.
Yeah.
That's true.
So, I got to go Wolf Shirt on this.
I also think Corbin, just because I think that he's going to get propelled into the United States level, and what, like, whoever wins this seems like they're going to go the United States level and feud with that champion, but I don't think it's going to be Sami Zayn, because I think, spoiler, I think Kevin Owens is going to retain, but...
So they're not, you don't think they're bringing that feud back, in other words.
They keep saying they're it's over, that's not their thing. I think they did that so many times last year, they're going to give it a break still. That's why I hate that they're on the same show, mostly.
Yeah, it was really weird to put them back in the same show together, because you, like, eventually they have to cross paths, and
I mean,
can't ignore that.
Since, but, like, I don't think they're going to have a big feud for a belt that, like, matters quite this yet. So I think Baron Corbin's going to win to propel him into the next level of fighting for a championship.
Mm-hmm. Can I give you... I have a killer hardcore prediction for this. Can I give it to you now, or do I have to wait?
You have to wait.
I have to wait.
Okay. Yep. Write it down.
I have a good... Yeah, I'm going to write that down. I have a killer one for this.
That killed Carrie before when she had one on the podcast. We wouldn't let her say
it. Yeah,
so
it's
that
true.
Rule
You're
holds
right.
Pat
That rule
still.
Is a rule. I forgot all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And she got it.
Yeah, of course I forgot it, because once things are out of my mouth, they're gone.
Should have wrote it down.
So yeah, Carrie, what do you think?
You ripping off a
piece. The tiniest piece of paper to write down.
You have so much paper there.
He doesn't want anybody to see it, because then they could steal it when the time comes.
Right, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah.
And digest the knowledge.
I'll be pretty sad if Sami Zayn just gets buried after coming to a new show, and I personally don't care for Baron Corbin whatsoever. So I'm going to go Sami Zayn.
I also am going to go Sami Zayn, but I picture it Sami Zayn beats Baron Corbin, and then Baron Corbin does a thing where he destroys him after the match in like a fit of rage.
So all
and
your...
that's his like, now I'm going for the belt
yeah.
moment.
All your predictions so far is these people have to lose in order to go insane.
It really is. I don't think he's going to go insane, but like that's where he's going to
go insane.
Like,
on
now
Sami
I'm
Zayn.
Mad.
Yeah, yeah. This is where he's going to hurt.
He's going to go insane.
Is that insane?
Wow, insane in the membrane.
Insane. Hello, insane.
No, I'm here with you.
So we're all in agreement. Adam's not on the podcast anymore,
I fucking
right?
Hate you so much.
No.
All right, so Adam, who are you picking for this?
Baron Corbin.
All right.
I'm a big fan of wolf shirts.
All right. So,
but they need sleeves.
Next up, I actually need you. I don't have all of the ladies written down
for
this.
Oh, the six women
so, yeah,
tag
if you could give me,
team match?
I mean, I think I know actually who this is, but go for it.
I want to see him try to guess.
All right, fine. It's Charlotte, Naomi, and Becky Lynch versus the Welcoming Committee, which is Natalia, Carmella.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Ellsworth. And
well, he's
Tamina.
Not in it. Yes, yep. You got it. You got
wait, where's
of them.
Evil Emma?
She's injured.
And also on Raw.
Oh.
Yeah.
She's injured again?
Yeah, she hurt her shoulder.
Jesus
damn it, Emma.
Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, so...
Now she's actually
so there you go,
back as Emilia.
Fuckers.
No,
I got
you got
all.
It. No,
boom.
I'm proud of you.
Yep,
you,
I know.
You paid attention to the product we all like.
Yep. I know what's up.
Yeah.
This one's actually kind of tough.
Yeah, I could see this being an easy ladies thing, like an easy like lady face win, but there's the Ellsworth on the outside. He's going to get in the face of Becky Lynch. I can almost assume.
Yep.
So I think that may cost them. Plus, I don't see the team of faces working together very well. So I'm going heels.
Mm. Yeah.
Who? Why is this happening?
Oh, so this is happening because Charlotte came over and immediately got a title opportunity.
Yes.
And so the other...
Who has the belt?
Naomi does.
Okay, so but, like
they
this isn't a, like... What's the point of this match, though? It's just a grudge match?
Yeah, so it basically, Charlotte gets the title match. She faces Naomi in what was a pretty good match.
Yeah.
The other, I guess, mid-card girls, Natalya, Carmella, and Tamina, didn't like the fact that Charlotte just got an immediate opportunity. She didn't earn it on SmackDown the way that they had been wrestling and fighting on SmackDown. So they attacked both competitors in the ring during that match and then continue to beat them up because they're like, we don't like you, Charlotte, and we don't like you, Naomi, either because you're the champion. We hate you anyway. And then they were like, Becky Lynch, you're with us or you're against us. And then Becky Lynch was like, I'm against you, I guess.
But there's no like other kind of stipulation of this. It's not like
no.
whatever the winning three get to go on
no,
to
it's
nope.
not even no
compete,
DQ or anything
compete,
like that.
Well, and they don't get to go on and compete for the women. Like, who's
nope.
number one for who's up for the belt?
There isn't one. That's why this match exists. There's no
that's what I'm saying.
One.
And there's no significance.
This is no way to determine.
This
no,
is a grudge match.
This is
100%.
It's a 1-point.
This is a 1-point
match.
This is fucking stupid.
Yes.
Yes. That's what we were trying
this
to say.
This is just like a mixed tag you would see on a throwaway SmackDown.
Yeah.
It's just a pay-per-view match.
Yeah. I've been saying for a while, I really wish there was a one-on-one match or a triple threat or something for the women's title. And then there was some other secondary feud match
mm-hmm.
where like, you know, Naomi's the de facto leader because she's champ and she faces Natalya because she's the leader of the
welcoming
committee. And then, like, Charlotte faces Tamina and Becky faces James Ellsworth or something with Carmella or faces Carmella or whatever. I still think we're getting a Becky Lynch versus James Ellsworth match. So
I'm
really looking forward to
that. I
would
love that.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Imagine if that actually happens tonight. Like,
I don't think
he gets interfered and then they're just like...
They could set it up.
Bonus match. You two fight right now.
I am also going heels on this, but I have a different reason. I feel like one of the faces is going to turn.
Well, I mean, Charlotte's not really a true face. She's kind of a tweener.
Charlotte's either going to beat down both of the face girls and it reveal that this is her faction and they're lackeys, or Naomi is going to do a heel turn and join the welcoming committee, and because she's sick of Charlotte's whatever Irish people say for shit.
I'm going to say that the welcoming committee loses.
So you're going faces?
Just because...
You need Natalya to snap?
Huh? Yes.
You need Ellsworth to finally lose it?
I just, the welcoming committee needs to go away. Like, there's no point of it anymore point.
They're welcomed. They've already been welcomed.
Yeah, they've been welcomed.
No, they've not been welcomed.
But I picture it being that they have to beat the welcoming committee to put this to rest. If the welcoming committee wins and they continue going on, like, we're the welcoming committee, you're like, okay, everyone's here. Like,
if they
no
didn't
one else
have
knew
a
is
name,
showing up.
I would agree with you. But they have a name, yeah. Which means I bet they're about to have a shirt. And that makes me think the welcoming committee is here to stay.
I don't hate the welcoming committee. Well, I like the idea of a heel faction girl group.
Especially because you know it's only a matter of time, especially with the takeover having just happened with a triple threat women's match. One of those girls might be coming to SmackDown.
Yeah.
And is the person the welcoming committee set to, oh, you think you're this hot shot rookie?
Yeah.
Or Ahsoka or whatever comes up. Asuka comes up. Like, she's, Ahsoka comes out from fucking Jedi. She comes up and they're like, oh, you think you're undefeated? None of that matters.
The only thing is, you can't... It only works when there's someone new.
There could always be someone new.
Yeah, they're either going to be constantly bringing up new people to be welcomed into the women's division.
Yeah, but their
like,
role
is to
welcome
people. As a gimmick,
they got to
go away.
No, yeah, but you're getting hung up, I think, on the name.
I am hung up on the name. That's what I'm mad about.
Their role isn't to welcome people.
They're called the welcoming committee.
No, but...
They may as well just be called the Mean Girls. Like, that's the point.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The name doesn't work if there's no one new.
If it was the Mean Girls, that have to pay royalties.
Yeah.
That's true.
The name doesn't work if there's no one new showing up.
But I don't think it's about the name. I think it's about the faction just being like, we're the established people on SmackDown Live. This is our show. I don't think it's so much
welcome.
That, like, well, no, you're...
The name doesn't work.
I think you're getting way too hung up on the name, and the name's not bad.
What do you want, Joe?
Yeah.
To change the name.
To what?
I don't know.
I don't want them to change the name, because if they don't change the name, that means Joe snaps.
Yep.
Because if 6 months from now nobody showed up, I'm going to be saying to myself, like, who the fuck are they welcoming?
Yeah, I'm sure you will be losing sleep over it, man. Yeah.
I will.
What do you got for this?
All right, so what do we have? Face, heel?
Naomi, Charlotte, and Becky versus Natalya, Carmella, and Tamina.
With James Ellsworth.
With James Ellsworth, I'm saying.
Featuring James Ellsworth.
Yeah.
I'm the hottest mixtape of 2017. Go heels.
It's not hotter than Randy Orton's mixtape where he burned down a house.
All right, now we've got the Usos versus Breezango.
Breezango. I don't think I've ever wanted a tag team to win so much.
So in case you've been not watching SmackDown Live, the reason everyone's so hyped on Breezango, which is not a thing I would have thought of six months ago, is... the greatest new comedy thing that SmackDown has done in a line of really great recent SmackDown comedy things, and that's The Fashion Files, which is a really just fantastic piece of television.
It's Breezango Fandango and Tyler Breeze
as cops.
They're spoofing Law and Order.
Law and Order, which is funny because it's called The Fashion Files.
Yeah, it's great. It's so good.
Every time they show up, I fucking laugh my ass off. That's why I want them to have the belt. But then again, if they have the belt,
it could stop being funny like Slater and Rhino.
Yeah.
Where they were funny before, and then they got the belts, and they're just like, oh, you're just a generic tag team.
And the whole thing with them is like, they're investigating whoever it is that they're trying to get the belt from.
I mean, to be fair, as the fashion police, they have a very large pool of people to have grudges against.
That's true.
That's true.
A lot
so
of faux
pas. So we're with, what's-his-face in Rhino, Heath Slater in Rhino, his thing was that, oh, I have kids, so I need this job. Yeah. And then he like won the title, and they're like, great, you got it. Happy for you. Next.
You got your job, and you got the money.
Right.
And you got your in-ground,
you got your above-ground pool.
Yep.
What do you got for this?
Ooh, I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know if I want them. I know. I don't know if I want them chasing or I want them champs.
I think chasing does work better, but I think they are going to win.
I want them to win.
I'm gonna go with the Uggos, just because if they don't win, I'll be happy because Breezango won. But I think maybe there's one more Chase pay-per-view. Like, there's one, like, at Money in the Bank, they win as opposed to now. Like, they something screwy happens, so they get screwed out of it and get one more chance, and then Breezango wins the next one.
Yeah, part of me is really feeling like the Usos, I mean, not the Usos, that the Ascension is going to be a factor because they've been in so many of their skits, and they've been a lot of their matches on SmackDown.
Yep.
This one is super hard. I'm trying to imagine what I can picture more, a skit with them with their belts or a skit with them without.
I just think they're going to give them one more month and a half to really see, like, okay, is this push valid? Do people really still like them? Rather than give them the belts, find out they don't like them, and then have to ping pong the title of somebody else in 3 weeks.
I mean, I could picture them actually just never winning and them being like, just keep running with your gimmick. Like, you don't have to be champs. People love you.
Like Enzo and Cass.
Eventually, you got to give them belts because that shtick isn't nearly as... You can't play along like you can with Enzo and Cass, which gives it more legs.
Well, they can just do the thing where they focus mainly just on the fashion aspect, and they're like... They don't care about getting the belt. They just care about beating up the people for not dressing well.
Yeah. I feel like that doesn't have nearly as much longevity if you don't at least let them win sometimes.
Yeah.
But it also, like, having a clear motive gives a lot of authenticity to some future team-ups. Because, like, oh, you align with our sense of style? We're cool. We can team up. You don't? All right. Instant enemies. So, like... To that respect, I like it. I want them to be champs.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to go Uggos. I feel like... I feel like joke things never get belts.
Mm.
And then Enzo and Cass... That was you guys talking about Enzo and Cass. It made me realize, like, wait, if those guys still haven't fucking touched belts, Breezango are going to get them after a flash in the pan quick couple of weeks.
Well, there's, like, no 15-year-old act that just came to SmackDown Live to stop them, so
I guess that's true. Good point. I don't know, I may change that one before that match starts, but that's where I stand right now. All right, so next up we have everybody's favorite Dolph Ziggler versus Shinsuke Nakamura making his main roster debut.
Knock. Yeah,
is there anyone who's not picking Nakamura on this?
I will never pick Ziggler ever.
Yeah, I mean, this already was set for me. Like, yeah. That my rule, as longtime listeners know, I never picked Dolph Ziggler.
There's no way Dolph Ziggler wins this.
Right?
I just can't see any way that they give, unless it's through some sort of tomfoolery.
It could be.
The only thing could be tomfoolery, because there's no way they're going to be like, okay, we've got Shinsuke here now, and have him lose his debut match.
But even with tomfoolery,
Dolph Ziggler.
I feel like the tomfoolery is that Ziggler, I swear to God, I'm not just trying to beat a dead horse, snaps or something like that. He's going to do something
against, crazy.
That's gimmick infringement.
Right? Somehow, some way, what this ends with is...
Ziggler going crazy.
Win. Like, Ziggler gets the quote-unquote win, but the announcement is, but your winner, Shinsuke Nakamura. So they're playing his music at the end of this. And so it's still a Shinsuke win, even if he pulls some fucking bullshit. You know, he's going to get DQ'd because he went too... beat him down or whatever.
The only thing I could see is that, like, they give it to Dolph Ziggler this one time, but it would have to be through some kind of
put it over Nakamura...
And there is multiple places right now I see speculating that they're talking about giving him like a John Cena style role.
Shinsuke?
Yeah, they're going to make him John Cena. Which, fine.
Like, I'm cool with that.
I mean, not fine because I don't want English. But it doesn't matter because he's so charismatic. Like, that's the thing. Like, he is. He has those crowds eating out of the palm of his hand. And he doesn't have to do anything but look goofy and do things with his fingers at Dolph Ziggler.
Yeah, but I can't picture somebody getting to the heights of a John Cena or The Rock without the mic skills.
The only reason
the
that
mic
they're saying
skills
that,
puts them over.
I'm assuming, is because they can't keep his fucking shirts in the fucking warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
Like, must be why. So they wouldn't be talking about him in that crowd if it wasn't based on merch. So much of what John Cena's... Now, I'm not diminishing John Cena. What I'm saying is so much of why this has to stay the same for so long is because...
Well, this merch, is the guy that's so... really... Like, if you think about how John Cena has, like, the women and children market, everybody who hates that John Cena has the women and children market has bought a Shinsuke Nakamura shirt.
Right.
Like, he's the opposite. He's the other end of that spectrum. Like, he's the... Every single, like, NXT fan, indie mark, so to speak, has got... You know, a Shinsuke Nakamura shirt or two or three or whatever. Like, they've got to be selling gangbusters. I see him all over the crowd.
But the difference now is that also the kids want them.
Yeah.
And also the women want them. So it's everyone now. Yeah. The one thing John Cena couldn't do. There's no one starting a Shinsuke sucks, you know, let's go Shinsuke champ. You know what I mean? Like, that's not happening. No. They're too busy singing his whole theme song.
Yep.
So yeah, I got to go Nakamura on that. All right. The match that the secondary most match of the night that I'm looking forward to, Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles for the United States title. Already a match I'm excited for just because of who's in it.
Yeah.
Then you throw in a belt that I like, and now I'm really hyped.
This one is tough for me. I don't know which way I want it to go now. I thought Kevin Owens earlier,
really,
but now...
really hard to choose between these two. Either one of these can win.
This is actually pretty easy for me. I'm going to go Kevin Owens.
Just because you like the sniffles?
No, because I hate AJ Styles.
Blasphemous.
You really hate AJ Styles. I don't feel like Kevin's losing the belt right after having ping-ponged the belt, to use your phrase before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I mean, if they're really trying to hype up this belt, moving it often is a great way to drive a little excitement toward a title.
And you put it on AJ Styles, who's the most over dude in that company.
Well, and also AJ now very clearly is top face of that brand.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably the fastest face turn I've ever... I actually think it happened in the process of a promo. Like, he came out cutting a heel promo and left a face. I didn't even really... Like, you blink and you miss it.
It was the Superstar Shakeup promo where he said, like, I don't know that I want to be around you anymore, but this is my show. I'm the best. I built it. No one can take it from me. I'm not going anywhere. I want to be here. Anybody who wants to
take
come...
that as face, though.
But that was where it started. Because then he was like, I love this show. This is my show. I'll fight anybody who says that this isn't like my show.
Best show.
And everyone, like, I mean, everyone cheers for him anyway, but everybody was like, yeah. And then he was face from then on out. Because then he shook Shane's hand.
He's our champ.
Yeah.
Well, and apparently, you know, if rumors are to be heard, that's the reason why last minute he wasn't sent to Raw, is because they decided to make him top face here. So it makes sense. I mean, obviously, Shinsuke.
Who's going to be top face, him or Shinsuke, then?
I think, but you can have two top faces. There was a Stone Cold and The Rock, and it was Stone Cold and Shawn, you know, like, there wasn't a question as to really who was number one. It was more that was number one, those two guys, and then there was a number two coming up behind. That was at the time probably the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah.
And
I could totally see AJ winning a U.S. title and feuding with a Baron Corbin, or I could see, you know, and Kevin.
I mean,
Owens.
It has to be Kevin. It would still have to be Kevin Owens, for his whole gimmick is tied around this title right now.
I would actually really love to see Kevin go and fight, if Randy wins, fight Randy.
Oh, yeah.
Randy's
awesome.
Technically a face. So I wouldn't be opposed to that either, because I don't know. If Jinder doesn't win, I don't know how long he's going to be floating around the top before falling back to where he was before. Shit, I don't know now. I'm going to go Kevin Owens. I'm going to do it. Even though I love AJ Styles because he's great and the best ever, Kerry.
I am actually going to go AJ. Actually, the more I think about this ping-ponging, the more I think this is, if they are clearly committed to this title right now, whether it's they want to be or they have to be, they feel like they have to. I don't care. I'm getting what I want. I'm gonna put my money on it. So I'm gonna go AJ. Let's bring a little face sass to the title.
Did I choose yet?
No.
I didn't.
That's why we're all looking at you.
Yeah. Shit. This is really fucking hard.
This is how I felt with Usos Breezango.
This can go either way. Yeah, I gotta picture, like you said, whoever AJ's going for the world championship, or the regular championship. I think.
Yep.
I think I'm gonna go. Kevin Owens wins.
All right.
Kevin Owens retains. AJ then moves on to go after the world championship.
All right.
Against whoever, Jinder or Randy.
The real reason we're all here: Randy Orton versus Jinder Mahal for the WWE title.
Oof.
Tyler, please, you
as
go first.
The world's biggest Jinder Mahal fan and dedicated Randy Orton mark.
I never don't pick Randy Orton, ever.
Are you breaking that right now?
Oh,
are you
my
really
goodness.
Doing that?
But I've been here since the beginning.
No way!
Jinder Mahal is winning this match.
Ooh.
Jinder Mahal is your new champion. You've already seen the promotional photos. They look fantastic.
I am actually going to agree with Tyler, and I'm going Jinder Mahal.
Wow, Joe, that pick is really out of nowhere.
Mainly because I think, like, after he came back and now he was super jacked, I think they just want that huge, strong guy to be like the face right now.
He does
now.
Have minions too.
Yeah, he's got his goons. He's just the gigantic fucking strong dude. I think Randy's basically to the point where he just doesn't fucking care. Like, they just tell him to go somewhere and fight. He doesn't care if he has the belt or not. So yeah, I think they're like, we want this huge fucking dude.
I'm gonna go Orton. I can't buy into Jinder Mahal getting this like monster skyrocket push. I
know, so granted, you're gonna hinder the Jinder is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I know they put him in the final two of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, but even that's like not nearly as prestigious as I think they want it to be. And you know, they had him interjected in the Payback House of Horrors debacle. And I don't think
you mean masterpiece
debacle. I don't think that he's gonna get it now. I'm not saying he's never going to be WWE champion.
Also, and I don't remember where it was, but shout out to whoever it was today that I saw a tweet. How is this not a Taj Mahal of Terrors match? So good.
Fantastic. It's not a Taj Mahal of Terrors because he's going to lose. I'm picking Randy Orton.
It's safe to assume you're going Jinder. Jinder Mahal. Got
don't
it.
You do it.
The Maharaja.
You know how I feel about Jinder Mahal and his weird breastfeeding nipples.
Unfortunately, I do.
All too well.
We all do. All right, so there we go. That's all our picks.
Yeah, so, I mean, the pay-per-view as a whole.
You know what? I think we only did it for like two matches, so let me just real quick.
Yeah, points.
Ty and Aiden, one. Harper Rowan, one. Zayn Corbin, one. Girls versus Girls, one. Usos, Breezango, 2, Nakamura, Ziggler. We're going to give this a 2. It is technically a grudge match. We're also really hurting for more than 1 point matches in this pay-per-view. Yeah. So.
And it's Shinsuke's not
it's Shinsuke's major debut. It's if this is going to be paper. Cena, then like we'll give it the stroke. Kevin Owens and AJ is 2, and then Orton and Jinder is obviously 3 because Jinder. That's what we call the Jinder effect.
We had to take Tyler down from it being a 4, but he understood in the end the reasoning for it being a 3.
Compromise is preached by the Maharaja.
Yeah. So what do you guys think about the card as a whole? Does it look good?
No.
As we talked about
it? Terrible card.
No.
This is going to be a bad pay-per-view.
This feels very much like Payback was for me, where I was like, this is all going to just be so, like, not good. And then I ended up being surprised by most of that show.
I'm not as down on this show as much as you guys are. I am super down for the world title match. I am super down for the US title match. I am actually super down for the tag title match. I'm legitimately very interested in what happens with Nakamura versus Ziggler. That right there is four out of 8 matches.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, you can't always go into a pay-per-view wanting at least half of the card, or like legitimately excited for half the card.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I think this is going to be better than you guys think.
I'm going in with low expectations so I can be wowed. Yeah, like, yeah. I know Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles is going to be fantastic, probably match.
Yeah,
of
I'm
the
trying
night.
To think of like in terms of just what? How well what? The show yes. will go on.
Yes.
We already know what the match of the year is. It's Jinder holding up his world title.
Unbelievable. I can't even talk to you.
Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English. Ty Dillinger, he usually puts on a good show.
Yeah,
Aiden
that
English,
will actually be a good match.
I don't know how well he'll do with Aiden English, but I know Ty usually puts on a good show.
To be fair, I am kind of intrigued what happens at the end of that match.
Yeah, I am too, man. I got to admit. This isn't a bad pay-per-view.
Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan is just two big lumbering dudes lumbering all over the place.
But I am also kind of interested in what the mask says.
No, I don't care about the mask gimmick whatsoever.
I'm not all that excited about Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin.
No, I have no vested.
Like, Sami's good, but I don't think Corbin is a good guy for him to bounce off of.
Here's the thing. Sami's really good at getting the shit kicked out of him and selling it really well, and he can do that in a match with Baron Corbin because Baron Corbin's whole offense is like power moves and I'm going to kick the shit out of you. So I really like Sami Zayn. I'm not as down on Baron Corbin as you guys are, so I think that match is going to be – I don't think it's going to be overly fantastic, but they're usually pretty enjoyable. So I'm in for that, man.
There are two places in the world where I think I don't even know you. It's when you tell me you like Baron Corbin, and it's when you tell me like the Hardys.
The women's match.
Stop doing the Hardy dance.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
It's terrible.
Just my finger guns in the air.
Get out.
Women's match is just
I hate grudge mixed tags, like they're just stupid.
It's just gonna be too complicated and like too much stuff and
too many antics and L's. I'm so sick of Ellsworth. I just want to barf every time I see him.
He's gonna get Bexplex, which is gonna be pretty sweet.
Whatever, I don't care, man. I don't give a shit. No, I'm not gonna say that.
The Usos versus Breezango. I mean, Usos, they put on a good show. They put on a good match. Breezango, I don't really know how well they wrestle. I don't think I've really paid attention to their matches.
It's been pretty good.
I love their skits, but as their actual, in like how well they perform in the ring, it's I don't know bad. How well
I'm going to tell them out. You don't like them.
It's good enough.
Yeah, it's the thing. It's good enough to put on a solid match.
Yeah, no, it should be a good match.
I'm excited to watch Shinsuke. I don't give a fuck about Dolph. Sorry, Dolph.
I hope that's a longer match.
Like, Shinsuke versus Dolph?
Yeah, I hope that they don't just let him wipe the floor with him.
No,
well, I don't think it's going to be a squash.
I think it's going to be a fantastic match because I think that Shinsuke obviously is a fucking performer and wants to put on a great first match.
Great performer.
And I think that Ziggler is going to have such a chip on his shoulder. I'm talking out of character, is going to have such a chip on his shoulder to want to be better. Well. You know, like to he wants people to say, wow, the real star of that match was Dolph.
Yeah.
No one's going to say that, but he wants people to say that.
Yeah.
To be able to be like, that match was great, not Shinsuke was great in that match.
I think he's probably also secretly hoping it's even just, wow, Ziggler didn't ruin that for me.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens versus AJ is going to be a fantastic match.
Match of the night, Tyler. You can't even keep your character in check.
That's just funny. That was really good delivery.
And I just know that the gender match is going to have shenanigans, what with the other, like, two minions interfering.
Yeah, it's going to be
I think that's going to be pre-show.
It's actually not on the network.
Yeah.
As soon as we sign off, I'm going to make a bet that that match is going to be pre-show for the Hardcore Belt.
Sweet. Can't wait to keep my title.
All right, so that does it for that. We're going to go watch this pay-per-view.
Woohoo! So yeah, we'll come back afterwards and we'll wrap everything up and put a nice little bow on it. Hopefully with me as the Intercontinental Champion.
Seriously.
Not the world. I don't want that one. I want
You know, statistically speaking, I am the most winningest Intercontinental Champion, so more than likely it will come to me.
See, that's the thing. I want to make you not that anymore so I can hold all the other records like I do. So I'm getting Intercontinental tonight. I want that belt.
Boom.
I'm probably going to keep the participation award.
I sure try to make sure my picks are never close. Like, they're never too close to yours.
That's terrible.
All right. Well, that'll do it for part one. Stay tuned for part two. All right. What's up, everybody? This is part two of the Broken Clock Podcast main event for Backlash 2017. Once again, in case you paused and came back a different day, my name again is Adam.
And I again am Joe.
And I again am Tyler.
We're all that again and again and again.
But missing a carry.
We're missing a carry, yes. She tapped out earlier in the show and was sent to the back. but we just finished Backlash 2017. We have new champions. The WWE has new champions.
Wait. There's been 2016 of these before?
Yes. It feels like it sometimes, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But we have new champions. Our current reigning, defending, everybody hates
him. The champ is here.
Oh, God,
and
damn
I hit
it.
The microphone.
Of course he did.
Look at that.
Bitch. Well, that's setting the tone for my...
yeah, it sure did.
You know what? I could say one thing. This day one is already H.
It is fantastically H.
Yes, new Intercontinental Champion, and he called it ahead of time, the winningest Intercontinental Champion of the Broken Clock's main event, and the first official, like, changed holder of the new, very, very nice, Skip surprised us with in part one Intercontinental Championship, Tyler.
I told you all, statistically, in this federation, I will win the Intercontinental belt when I want it, and I wanted it today real bad, and I took it.
I can't believe I'm actually mad that I won.
Yeah. It kind of came down to it where everyone's kind of like, I'd be really okay with second place.
Yeah, no.
This would really, really work out with second place.
I mean, you know, the Intercontinental belt's okay, but I wouldn't mind getting it.
Yeah. Yeah, I it's got prestige now. Like, someone brought prestige back to it. I could use it. So Tyler is that. Skip is the
hardcore
champion. That's right. He's also the Miz Participation Award winner for the night.
It's true. Yeah.
And then he is
so weird that you can walk out of this night with a bell and that.
Yep. And he's still the NXT champion from winning last night at NXT Takeover.
Three awards today.
Yes, he did. So he is, you know, feeling good. I would assume everybody wants that.
Guys, I don't think the participation award is warming the cockles of his heart.
I think so. You know what? He did say on the way out, he's trying to bring prestige back to the participation.
True.
He's gonna come in with a nicer frame
on
it.
Buy us a real
it's gonna be like gold rim.
It's gonna be be laminated with a nicer frame. Just wait. I can't wait. It's going to be exciting. We're all going to fight for that next one.
Yeah.
But there are also new champions in WWE, as the new world heavyweight champion is Jinder Mahal.
Ah, it's so good to be right all night. Like, when we say we're right at least twice a day, it was me twice today.
Yeah.
I told you that Jinder would win the belt. I told you that I would win this belt. Both of those things came true.
Okay, I also said Jinder was going
to
win.
That's right. It did come down to it. It came down to...
Yeah, well, all I did was get you the world belt.
Fuck, this old piece of shit.
It was basically right before that last match, a two-on-two battle. If Jinder won, it was going to be Joe and Tyler as champ and Intercontinental, and if Randy won, it was going to be me and Kerry as champ and Intercontinental. Skip had already locked up the participation award, so it was really down to almost a tag team match at the end.
So
it was pretty good. The card overall, it wasn't a bad show. It definitely wasn't.
It wasn't a fantastic one either.
It was exactly what I was very. Hoping for.
It was a good episode of SmackDown, really, is what it was.
Yeah.
But
there were some good matches in there. So we'll just kind of jump through and roll through them just to see exactly what happened. So we had Ty Dillinger versus Aiden English at the beginning. We didn't get the debut of the Phantom of the Rafters or Phantom of the Ring.
This just seems so obvious.
Yeah, he did break down and cry, Aiden English, a little bit in that match. But for the most part, it was Ty Dillinger the whole time.
Is that just going to be his gimmick? Weeby Man?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. What a lot to have in life.
I still think this is just, it's a slow build to the Phantom of the Opera gimmick that they're going to give him at Money in the Bank or SummerSlam or something.
Yeah, no, I agree. Said
something has to happen to scar his face first.
Well, especially
he's going to get into a match and somebody like smashes his face with a fire extinguisher.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, my face.
Gets hit with a monitor.
Runs off.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I could easily see them pulling out this gimmick for SummerSlam because it's in New York. So a Broadway type gimmick
true too.
For SummerSlam in New York. So we didn't get that now. Maybe the slow burn will happen later. But it was, I mean, it was a pretty standard match. It wasn't bad. It wasn't, you know, fantastic.
Yeah.
Ty Dillinger did his thing, got his 10 counts. The next match that we just have them written down on the card. We didn't write the specific order. But the next match that we had written down was Harper versus Rowan. Harper walked out of that one as the winner. That one was just, that was the cool down match to AJ and Owens. And it really wasn't anything to it. There was some offense on the outside a little bit, but nothing, like the mask didn't come into play.
Yeah,
like
I was expecting something to happen.
Yeah, nothing.
Besides just a match.
Just a match, just a regular good old fashioned grudge match. The one we just saw on SmackDown.
They had that like little part where he kept like reaching for the mask.
Yeah.
And like couldn't reach it. And then finally all of a sudden he like got a burst of energy from the mask and was able to turn around and counter.
But then he got hit with a move like immediately, so it didn't even do the desired thing that I think it wanted.
But it just goes to show that the masks have some form of magic.
Yeah, lame magic.
Yeah, magic that makes you lose.
Yeah.
Give you a temporary boost before getting your shit kicked in.
Joe, have you seen my fancy new belt?
It is pretty nice.
It's pretty great. That match was, I'm for all intents and purposes, I think it was bad.
It really was disappointing. Not that I had a lot of hopes for it, but at the same time, I did want to see that be advancing their feud in some way, and instead it was just another match between these two dudes that they feel like they've got nothing else to do with. So
it didn't feel like an escalation point. It just felt like another, we got to fill time tonight. So that one kind of sucked.
It was just what it was, and it was the cooldown match.
Yeah, exactly. So the next match that we had here on the board was Sami Zayn versus Baron Corbin. This was another very standard Sami Zayn Baron Corbin match. Nothing really felt super intense. Nothing felt like pay-per-view worthy. There wasn't any like overly cool or new moves in that one. Sami Zayn did win, which was surprising. I didn't see that coming. I thought Baron Corbin was going to win that. Kerry and Joe both got that one correct.
I just didn't care and
said,
okay, Sammy.
Isn't that the one that Kerry actually specifically said, like, I don't care, pick for me? And I was like, no, we can't do that.
Yeah.
Crapshoot wins again.
Yeah, exactly. So that one wasn't really anything either. There was a lot of matches on this card where it's just like, okay, all right. You didn't really wow me. You didn't really do much, but you were there, and I wasn't angry at it.
They existed.
Yeah, exactly. That's why we had so many 1-point matches.
Yep.
So the next match that we have was the girl faces versus the girl heels, the six woman tag team match. I don't even, to be honest, I don't really remember anything from it. Except for Becky Lynch's hair.
Yeah, spot wise, there really wasn't much. I mean, I was just, while I picked the heels to win Tamina and Natalia and Carmella and Ellsworth. I picked them to win, but I didn't think that they would win it clean.
Yeah.
Just a match that happened.
And once again, Becky Lynch like has to eat the job. It's really surprising to me that that they just really seem intent on burying that poor girl.
Oh, yeah, it was Natalia just tapped out Becky Lynch.
Yeah, and the sharpshooter, which was really surprising.
And Naomi and Charlotte really didn't have much of a role in the match at all. So
it was overly short, and it was mostly about Becky Lynch, which I thought was weird.
Yeah, it felt like something was supposed to happen plot-wise.
Yeah, we were all predicting in the hardcore betting that somebody was going to turn on somebody else, be it Charlotte or Becky Lynch or Naomi or Ellsworth or something.
And once I saw Becky tap, I was like, oh, this is the part where they're going to be like, I can't believe you tapped. Like,
we're going to beat you up.
Yeah, you wuss. Like,
oh, speaking of
you
the hardcore
cost us
belt.
The win.
Speaking of the hardcore belt, it worth mentioning, it didn't just change hands once today. You won it as well, Joe, at one point.
Yeah.
Joe took it off of Adam and then Skip took it off of you. So worth mentioning because all those title reigns matter.
Say
what?
No one could get it off of Skip after that.
Yeah, we had a lot of really good like guesses at things.
Yeah,
seemed, nothing.
At least
nothing
it was better
out.
Than last time where it really felt like there was just nothing to bet on. At least this time I felt like we had some solid bets. They just didn't come true, which is better.
But
still no WrestleMania where we had like 14 or 15 title changes.
But ones that unpredictable, I think, are always going to be
easier
for title changes.
I mean, once you start getting to more matches that have gimmicks to them.
Yeah.
You know what's
like
going to be fun?
TLC is going to be great.
Yeah, I was going to say Money in the Bank is going to
Money in the Bank is going to be great.
That'll be one of the ones where we open it up, where it's like rapid fire. Where did we for the
House of Horrors.
Yeah.
But even then, it still didn't change in the House of Horrors, and you would have thought like, well, that I think because it was just underwhelming. We were like, do all these cool spooky things. Yeah, and they're like, oh, they're not going to
the basement where there's an actual demon you summoned from hell. They're like, how about Bray just punches the wall?
So
how do you feel about refrigerators?
So the girls' match was just, it wasn't really anything.
Women's match?
Yeah, fine. Women's match wasn't really anything. So that was disappointing. The previously mentioned hardcore title changes came in the next match, which was the tag team title match. The Uggos versus the Fashion Police, Breezango, which was a really, really hilarious match. It wasn't good in the sense of like, look at how many cool spots and like flips and, you know, big slams and big moves.
Dives.
Yeah, dives, dot, dot, dot.
It was just that Tyler Breeze is a fantastic comedic actor, apparently.
Tyler Breeze comes out and he's got the full Jenner getup from the Fashion Files last week, complete with a mop and bucket. And immediately, as soon as Joe saw the mop, he's like, the mop's getting involved. The mop is being in this match, which was how Joe won his hardcore title.
Yeah.
And I expected, like, oh, he's going to come down and then, you know, Fandango's going to, like, slap him out of it. And he's going to, you know, get in his regular ring gear and it's going to be a regular match. And he did the whole first half of the match as the janitor, including a hilarious spot where one of the Usos went up to the top rope, was trying to do a move. Tyler Breeze just rolled to the other side of the ring. The Uso went to the other one, rolled back, and it went on for like two or three times.
Yeah.
I was dying laughing at that part. That part was really funny.
Oh my God. The whole entire and then he disappears off the side of the ring, and all of a sudden, this random old lady decided to participate in this match.
With a cane and an apron and no shirt.
Yeah. And no one seemed to mind.
No, she came right out of the crowd.
Very bizarre.
Yeah. She flashed one of the Usos, which knocked him so far into his ass. And then she performed a Bronco Buster upskirt.
Yeah. It was pretty hot. I mean,
so strange. Which then, to everyone, I think, surprised in the arena, turns out was Tyler Breeze in another disguise.
Yeah, I had no idea.
That man is a master of disguises.
Yeah, his undercover work is amazing.
Yeah.
It's impeccable. It's better than his fashion sense.
Mm-hmm.
His undercover
work. But don't get too hyped because they lost.
Yeah, which is like...
Which super sucks.
Yeah. But I think I really do think it's what I was saying on the pre-show, or part one, which was they're going to stretch this out. They're going to give him a Money in the Bank win. They're going to give him a SummerSlam win. Like, they want them to be chasing because they're funnier chasing right now.
That's true.
Yeah. And yeah, that was my, you know, opinion. Once you give them the belt, you kind of start to bury them because they have nothing to go for now.
Yeah. I mean, they could just talk about how they're better dressed and they're better than you because they're champions, and that can still be funny. But yeah, I was really surprised, especially given how funny they were and how the crowd was so much more into them than they were the Usos that they didn't get the win.
Like, yeah, no, I'm with you on this 100%.
So that was really surprising.
Stupid Uggos.
I know. But their day one is continues to be H as well. So good for them, I think, in the end.
Fuck them.
The next match that we had on the card was Shinsuke Nakamura's debut against Dolph Ziggler. Skip actually dark horse Dolph Ziggler, but did not win.
Because when you pick Dolph Ziggler, you lose.
Yep. That's just a little jingle. You can make that your ringtone. It'll be a separate download, 99 cents.
Or you can just cut out from this audio.
What?
So, or you can just cut it up from this audio.
Why would you?
Shut up. Don't tell them that.
Come on. I was going to make it a Patreon gift. And I was, you're such a dick. Now everyone's just going to do that.
You know what? You can't talk to your champ this way.
I sure can.
Oh, okay. Guess
I'm not going to argue. To be fair, we talked to him like that when he had the belt.
That's right. You guys were way meaner. Which is why just get ready for my next reign of terror. It's coming.
Yeah, you never win those belts.
So Nakamura versus Dolph Ziggler. Nakamura won. It was a pretty good match.
Yeah, it was a good match, and it was a clean win, which I was appreciative of.
Yep.
I did not want any shenanigans with his debut.
Yeah, definitely no shenanigans. A lot of hard strikes, a lot of kicks, you know, everything that you'd expect.
There was a moment where I thought Dolph Ziggler might have died.
Probably when he took the Kinshasa to the face and just collapsed over.
Yeah, annihilated him with it.
Yeah, but this was one of those things where I was saying before, Dolph Ziggler didn't ruin this for me, so it's fine.
Yep, exactly.
I really thought he would ruin it, and he didn't, so that's good on him. The second to last match we have up here on the board is Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles. Tyler was the only one who picked AJ Styles, and he lost, which helps cement his Intercontinental Championship.
Thanks, AJ. Appreciate you.
Damn it.
Yeah. So, yeah, that match was really good. I really enjoyed that match a lot.
Yeah, it was really good. It was really good. It was well booked. It was a little silly at the end, but it's okay. It's wrestling. I don't care.
Yeah, so the finish with AJ's leg getting caught in the table, then him putting his foot around a cable so that way he could get caught there and he didn't make it back for the 10 count. That whole sequence with Kevin working his leg, where he whipped it into the ring post and then did like the barrel roll or the whatever the tumbler thing that he does,
cannonball.
Into his leg, and then he pulls the leg through the cable hole in the table, which must have hurt.
I can imagine like you're going dropping around down like that.
Remember when Randy Orton did that on accident?
That was brutal.
The only thing I think that saved him is the fact that his legs are tree trunks.
Yeah,
that, like he probably just hit the ground instead of getting his nards smashed.
Yeah. So the ending was a little silly. It definitely was, but the rest of the match was really good.
Yep.
The one of the slams off the middle rope that Kevin Owens does with top rope, that one was really cool, where he like reversed AJ into that like.
Or when AJ dropped KO onto the apron.
Oh yeah, he did like snap suplex right into the corner of the apron. I forgot about that. That was intense. Holy shit. So that brings us to the final match on the card, the main event, which we did already touch on, with Jinder Mahal walking out as the champion. As Tyler and Joe correctly guessed.
I guessed it. Skip guessed it also. I knew it was going to happen, and I still felt shocked when it happened.
Not me.
Everybody in that arena was shocked.
Not this guy.
I think that was the most shocked faces they showed post-match in quite some time.
Totally agree.
Yeah,
well, totally I was looking shocked. Online, and the people online were fully in the Jinder camp.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell if it was like ironic, like "Yay, let's go Jinder."
I think it's ironic, but I don't. Maybe they're just legitimate Jinder Mahal fans, like Tyler.
Yep, I mean you gotta be able to open your eyes wide and see the world the way it is, and the world the way it is with Jinder Mahal as champ.
Well, from what they tried to show us, everyone in the arena was devastated.
Devastated. Except for the people cheering. There were a lot of people cheering at the end.
You just never saw pictures of them.
No. And there was a healthy...
There was lots of close-up shots of people looking...
No, there was a pretty healthy Jinder, let's go Jinder chant.
Yeah.
I don't think that's a thing they'd pipe in, so...
No. They definitely wouldn't want to force that. It was really funny after the match. Skip was looking on the subreddit for wrestling, and the first, 35 posts were all caps. He's like, I'm not going to refresh this page, and I'm just going to count how many all caps in a row posts there are, and stopped counting somewhere in the 30s and was like, I don't remember anymore by the time he got to it. So a lot of shock other than Tyler.
Yep.
I'm interested to see where they go with it. I liked the fact that the Bollywood Boys got involved, even though Randy almost killed that one.
Oh my God. That was the funniest. That will never stop laughing at the that face he made.
The look on Randy's face when he flipped that kid.
It was, oh.
He's just not used to whipping kids around that are that small. No, and that,
I mean, they're sub 200.
Yeah.
Like, because they were both on the Cruiserweight Classic. So he just flipped him up in the air and he landed pretty hard on his shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
And credit to Randy, who has in the past been really good about making sure that if he throws someone a little too hard, makes someone land awkwardly, that he makes sure they're okay. And he immediately went over to whichever Singh brother and was like, "You good? Okay, now I'm going to bring you to the ring so it looks like I wasn't just checking on you, but like, dude, are you good? Like, that's so my bad." But the that look, little face.
The fucking look little face him. He's like, "Oh, shit, I just killed that dude."
This
is priceless. I look forward to seeing that in gift form
It's going
to
be one of my go-to.
Yeah. You're going to see it 7,500 times every SmackDown. On Twitter, just like everyone's gonna be using it for
every botch.
Silly thing. Yeah, every botch, every like every time something like woo happens, you're gonna see that face. So I'm looking forward to never getting tired of it ever. But I like the fact that the Bollywood Boys got involved in a way that before dying, because it does make that like stable group seem more legitimate. That even though they got their asses kicked, they did their job. They got Jinder the championship, so. Mm-hmm. That could be pretty interesting. I like heel groups like that, especially when, you know, it's a tag team defending the main guy. It's something the Wyatt family never did, which is why I never liked the Wyatt family.
Yeah.
Like Bray or Harper and Rowan never like really made a difference for Bray. Like they never got involved, got their asses kicked, and then Bray walked away with a championship. Like that never once happened. True. The only championship he ever won was Elimination Chamber.
The Elimination Chamber.
So he did that all on his own. So I'm intrigued to see what they go with that storyline going forward. I assume Randy's going to get his contractual rematch. So,
and I mean, if Randy doesn't win it, who do you picture being the person to go after Jinder next?
I would go back to thinking like AJ.
Yeah, maybe AJ. Well, and also keep in mind by that point, there'll be a Money in the Bank winner.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a lot harder to pick when it's in that scenario.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not sure who I would put him up against. I don't know that it would be AJ.
I'm just trying to think of who's a face.
I think it would be Nakamura.
Mm.
Well, I mean, the Nakamura Dolph Ziggler thing can't go anywhere at this point.
I don't know that they're going to jump him right to world title right away. I think Nakamura is probably likely to. Actually, honestly, I think if they didn't have it be Randy, I do think it would be AJ because I think Nakamura is more likely to feud Kevin Owens.
Yeah.
For the US belt.
Yeah.
Because they didn't fight in. They fight in NXT?
No. I think they were like two ships passing in the night.
Oh, yeah. Because Balor took it off Owens and Owens went up.
Yep.
And then Joe took it off Balor and Nock took it off Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that could be good because we haven't seen that before, at least in WWE. I don't know if they ever fought. I don't think Kevin Owens ever fought in Japan or anything like that, so it's possible, but that'll
no
be really...
he was in Japan, but I don't know if he fought Shinsuke. Like,
yeah.
That's a whole nother thing,
so I'd be really down to see that feud and then see AJ go up and do world title versus Jinder.
I'm not gonna argue with AJ in the world title scene.
No, I just don't know who else is a face on SmackDown.
I do think we'll get a continuation of the Orton feud at least for another month, or at least for another pay-per-view. I don't think that's
yeah,
going away just yet.
They'll finish off at Money in the Bank. And then the next feud will be SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Like whoever he goes to face at SummerSlam. Unless they ping pong it right back to Randy and then it becomes Randy and whoever they want to make it against for SummerSlam. Or they just do a third match for
Randy and Owens maybe by that point because AJ's got the US belt you know, or something like that.
Plus, you know, Rusev will be back by Money in the Bank. So there's another heel also you can throw into it. And I mean, he did used to be tag champ or not tag champ, but tag team with Jinder Mahal. So
it's true
that team could have broken up and now that's the feud. So we don't know.
It's true. That's less exciting. but yeah, I'm pretty happy all in all. Not just
because you got the new shiny thing.
Not just because I got the new shiny thing.
Yeah. 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 The show wasn't bad.
What was good was really good.
Yeah. I thought so too.
What was bad was it just was
it what was bad of, was just like okay that happened
you tune out
I was never yeah. It was never like this match is terrible
yeah that's
just,
where you were checking
this
your
match
phone
is just not rememberable
where we were putting pizzas in the oven
yeah you know, back and breaks and stuff
exactly
so, I mean it's a typical post Mania pay per view especially now this seems like this is what it's going to be with the brand split
yep
some just don't feel as important as others some are going to feel really big this is one of those ones that. Doesn't feel as important as others.
Yeah, I mean, this is no Great Balls of Fire.
No. It's the pinnacle of pinnacles, you know, show of shows. So I think unless anybody has any other thoughts, I think that's probably going to do it for part two of our 2017 Backlash main event. You can find us on Twitter, and please do. We are at Broken Clock Pods. You can find this podcast available the Monday after every single pay-per-view on Google Play, iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher. You can listen to our video game podcast, the Broken Clock Gamescast, that comes up every Monday morning, regardless of pay-per-view schedules. It's there. But once again, for the Broken Clock Podcast, my name's Adam.
I'm Joe.
And I'm Tyler, and I got the fancy new belt.
Fuck you.
Thanks for listening.